So when you look specifically at, for example, azacitidine venetoclax in AML, which we're going to talk more about, how much do you think it would affect sort of quality of life if you could use an oral hypomethylating agent in that situation?
I think it would be dramatic. I mean, I think, you know, this therapy, venetoclax plus azacitidine, you know, in the case we're talking about, the majority of patients respond, and then the long-term remission duration is quite good, and not to mention the overall survival. And, you know, there are patients in my practice, and I know others who've been doing this for several years, who are, you know, getting onto the four-year mark here. And I don't think azacitidine was ever designed to be given for that long of a period of time. And over time, it really wears on patients. You know, the logistics of coming into an infusion center for a week every month or every 6 weeks, the toxicity associated with that, the time spent in the infusion center, the quality of life impact, and that has a direct impact on compliance, frankly. So if we think that it's best practice to keep these two drugs together for as long as possible when patients achieve a remission, it's really limiting our ability to do this with these sort of quality of life logistics issues. So the ability to have an all-oral regimen that could, you know, replicate the results of what we're seeing now would have a dramatic effect on quality of life. And indirectly, you know, it could improve outcomes because to the extent that patients are having a shorter duration of remission because they come off the azacitidine or delay the azacitidine for logistics reasons, that could on the back end turn into better outcomes.
You know, kind of reminded me of myeloma, and there you have an oral proteasome inhibitor, exazimib, that's come onto the scene. When that first came in, kind of similar scenario. One of the things I thought about is not only might you get better compliance, but maybe by using, you know, a longer-term oral, you actually change the pharmacokinetics of what the patient's being exposed to.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's very clear with oral azacitidine. That was presented in one of the slides at that late breaking session. The pharmacokinetics are different. The dosing is different. And yeah, I mean, I think looking at the glass half full perspective, you know, maybe we make this work even better. You know, maybe that's the outcome of it. The other perspective, of course, is that we lose the sort of magic that allows this to work. And so I think we have to be really cautious. But yeah, I agree with you. There is the possibility that an oral delivery mechanism with altered pharmacokinetics could improve outcomes alone.